is it?
The great Sultan, the Turkish Sultan, has sent us to the land of Bates and Ray, sending his regards.
To offer it, why have you come to see me? Tell me.
Your ladyship, I have been serving the great Sultan, the Turkish Sultan, for years. I'm neither too young nor too naive to see that the Emir hasn't come of age, and your ladyship is the real ruler of Ray. The Sultan has sent two messages and no one can answer them. Except for yourself, ladyship.
Your Sultan has made two requests from the Buids. As for the first request, I cannot respond to it. Sheikh Orais Boali is not a commodity that your Sultan can ask the Buids to give him. The Hakim will come with you if he wishes, but only if he wishes.
But he refuses to come with us.
I am very pleased to hear it. If the Hakim intended to stay here in Ray for the rest of his living days, Majdudule would benefit greatly from him. But as for the second request, if Sultan Mahmud is going to Baghdad to pay a visit to the Caliph via Ray, we'll gladly welcome him, providing his entourage does not surpass the maximum of 500 soldiers, and it is only then that we can welcome him. Nothing less can be tolerated.
I thought you knew. The Sultan's archer surpasses 5,000 when he goes hunting, you know.
So which of you should I talk to now?
Talk to me, your ladyship.
Ray is no place for hunting.
If I am correct, are the plans to bar the great Sultan's way, your ladyship?
Ray is a place for those who love the Prophet's family, not for their enemies.
Do you want us to inform the Sultan of what you have said?
Yes, but listen to the rest of it. Tell your Sultan he'd better not try to attach Ray to his land. It will only cause trouble.
Our Sultan will come to Ray with his army whenever he wishes.
And which of you should I talk to this time?
Well, why don't you just talk to him then?
Whenever your ladyship and Emir Majdudule wish for.
So pin your ears back. This is a message from Sayyideh Melekutun, Emir Majdudule's mother, to you, the Turkish Sultan. Mahmud, if you come to Ray with your army, it will most certainly be written in history that Sultan Mahmud waged war on a child and his mother. I wonder if it'll be written that he won or lost the war. Deliver this message to your Sultan word for word.
But, your ladyship, our Sultan has no intention of waging war. He simply wants to make a pass through Ray.
He's not allowed to pass through Ray with more than 500 soldiers.
How do you know that he intends to invade Ray?
A beast's brutality is never intentional.
Woe unto me! You called my Sultan a beast! So you must know in the coming spring a war will break out.
Provided Mahmud is prepared to wage war on a woman.
He's not going to do that. Now, I'd like to make another request. If someday your ladyship decides to take back her words, Sheikh Gorey's Bo Ali would be a precious gift and a good instrument for mediating a truce and renewing a friendship. Please remember my words, your ladyship.
I will.
Much appreciated. Much appreciated.
You must leave Ray before sunset. Stop! Return Mahmud's gift.
Bring it with you.
I won't sit down before the Sheikh sits down. What is it that I can possibly do to make the Hakim stay?
I thank you for your kindness, but I'm afraid Bu Ali is determined to go.
If the Hakim is afraid of Mahmud's invasion of Ray, he knows that Mahmud won't come to Ray until I breathe my last breath.
Although I'm avoiding Sultan Mahmud and his court, that's not the case.
So what is? Doesn't the Hakim want to help a child and his mother out in running the state? Or not?
Your ladyship, Bu Ali is not good at politics. His mission in life is something else. I beg your pardon. Please, don't take it to heart.
Stay in Ray, please.
I have to pack my belongings. I must go.
To the best of my knowledge, as far as I know, the Hakim is still single.
I have been too busy and unlucky to get married.
The Bueds are known to have many young and pretty girls.
I'm afraid I'm no longer young enough to marry a young girl, your ladyship.
If you'll just stay in Ray for a while, I'll bring them to you. And it is then that you can look and choose one of them for yourself.
How can I choose one when a lady like Sediye Malik Khatun is among them? But Khatun, Bu'ali has no intention of settling down.
You asked me to forgive you and not to take it to heart. You didn't do anything wrong for me to forgive you. But I did take it to heart. How many weeks do you want to stay in Ray?
Just a few days, Khatun.
How many days?
Tomorrow morning I leave accompanied by Jozajani. I'm writing a treatise, which I also have to finish by tomorrow. Bu'ali's days are numbered. Excuse me, please. Please excuse me.
I had a horrible nightmare. Where did the Sultan of Ghazna's envoys go?
They paid homage to the Emir and left.
Where did they go?
To Ghazna. They are preparing to leave Ray before the sun will set.
Harbingers of war. Harbingers of war have to be killed. Don't let them go.
You heard the Emir's orders. Now listen to me. Stay here till tomorrow morning and talk to absolutely nobody.
The Hakim is praying.
Who are you?
Syeda Malek Khatun's special confidant. She sent her message and her regards.
Greetings. What is her message?
Is Sheikh Oraiz going tomorrow?
Yes, I am.
Her ladyship would like Sheikh Oraiz to stay in Ray. She'd like you to be her son's master, teacher, and father. She believes you'll be a great influence on him.
That means me agreeing to become the ruler of Ray.
Yes.
It's a generous offer. Are you putting my ambition to the test?
By no means. I swear to God I was honest and completely right in what I said. When there's no time to lose, you're going to leave Ray tomorrow. There's no way but to be forthright. But I'm going to tell you something more important than the state. Sorry if I'm a bit frank. I've been chosen to come and talk to you because I have the deepest affection for dearest Sayadeh. And she loves me as her nurse. I love her as if she's my daughter. But I would never tell the Hakim without his permission. No, never.
Tell me. I'm all ears, brimming with hopes and fears.
Can I ask you a question?
Surely.
Sayedeh trusts me utterly. Does Hakim trust me too?
Yes, I do.
If you agree to marry Sayedeh, the Lady of Ray...
Is that her ladyship's message?
These are my words. I suggest the Hakim and her ladyship marry each other.
Is she aware of your suggestion?
We spent the whole night talking about the issue.
Did she agree?
She agreed, otherwise I wouldn't be here right now. Does the Hakim agree too? Aren't you going to answer?
What if I don't agree?
Tell me, kind sir. You know that you would be breaking a heart, don't you? But no one else would know absolutely anything about it.
Shame on me. I've no intention of breaking her heart. Please tell her. Bu Ali is not an adventurous man. He seeks comfort, but remaining in Ray brings no comfort, neither to me nor to her. You were straight with me, and you need a straight answer. I must confess to you that I love her too. But I must go. Bu Ali has no time for following his heart. I tell you, I must go. Tell her ladyship what I said, in your own words. It would be of great service to me.
Is that your final answer?
Here is my final answer. Please, tell her this in my own words. My wife must abandon the throne and come with me.
Where are you going?
Nowhere to do with governing.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Is the Hakim still going to leave Rey?
Yes, your ladyship.
Was the Buid's throne beneath the Hakim's dignity?
Bu'ali is not much longer for this world. He has so much to write and so much more to read. There's no time to lose for him. Besides, he's no good at politics or governing a kingdom. Forever traveling is the destiny of Bu'ali. He keeps avoiding risks because he can't take them. You want your son to be on the throne and rule all over this land. So you should stay in Rey.
If the Hakim would allow me, I would send 100 soldiers with him.
Thank you, but I think I feel safer in anonymity.
So mount your horse, stay no longer.
Farewell, your ladyship. Farewell, Rey.
Farewell.
It is called the prime intellect, or the pen in Sharia terminology. Now read the text for me, loudly, please.
It was mentioned earlier that God is the necessary being, and he is one in every respect. It was also mentioned that his attributes are not different from his essence to demand different acts. But these acts are the result of his perfect essence. That's why it's said that the first emanation is one, though he has different dimensions, because the unitary essence emanates nothing but one single act. If the act is of specificality and duality, it must be compound. Subsequently, the first emanation must not be a thing, because every possible thing is composed of a primordial matter and a form, and these two components need two causes. So it is impossible God emanates these two acts. Since it was confirmed, he is not compound, so the first emanation must not be physical. It's an essence referred to as the first intellect, or the pen in Sharia terminology.
I'm still listening. Why did you rise?
Emir Shamsadole, the Emir of Hamadan, and his entourage are here.
Hail, Hakim.
Hail, Emir.
You started writing before morning prayers.
I thought it was morning. Did we miss the time for prayer?
It's not the time for praying yet. You've been here all that time for 3 days and nights.
There's no time to lose, and life is short. I'm afraid I have been suffering from colic for a while.
But the Hakim treated my colic.
I prayed to God for your improvement, and he answered.
Isn't the Hakim going to treat his own illness?
Yes, I am. What is the matter? Emir, it was my duty to come to you.
What shall we do? We chose a minister that we ourselves have to see him.
Emir, Bu'ali's mission in life is to study and write. Not to be a minister.
Don't forget to take the medicine you prescribed me. Remember?
I won't forget, I promise. I won't forget. What is the matter?
At your suggestion, we excused the vassals from paying tax for 1 year. The villagers prospered,
But the treasury became empty.
Emir, I told you I'm not born to be a minister.
Now there is a problem that only you can solve. You must postpone writing until you solve it.
What is that?
I'll tell you, but in secret.
Abu Abid, writing constantly has exhausted you. Hamadan has many beautiful mountain resorts. Go away for a few days. I'm afraid I must postpone writing for a little while. Besides, I'm the Emir's minister.
I'm afraid you may forget to have your medicine, though, don't you?
I won't forget. Now go.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Josajani. Goodbye.
The tribal chiefs of Buids and Dilemites have been conspiring against me, inciting my generals to fight against me.
As long as the Emir pays them their salaries, their plot can't be successful.
That's the point. Now it's about 6 months that they haven't got their salaries. The treasury is empty. They have asked me to get loans from Sultan Masud, the son of Sultan Mahmud, who has recently ascended the throne.
Sultan Mahmud's son will grant it?
Yes, now. Now his envoys are here in Hamadan, waiting to deliver my answer to their sultan.
What is their request?
They want to know if I...
They've asked for me.
Yes. They want to know if I'll let you go with them to Sultan Masud's court. I didn't mean to offend the Hakim.
I'm suffering from colic. I'll never get rid of it.
I'll never sell you to the Turkish Sultan. Shame on me if I do so. Shame on me if I sell the Hakim to the Turkish Sultan. The Hakim has sought asylum here. So don't worry. Shamsuddaula will never give you to them. Don't worry.
So please tell me then, how much money do you need to pay your army?
Well, 5, at least 7,000 dinars.
This is my price.
It seems so. If their scheme works, they'll topple me from the throne and sell you to the Sultan. As long as I'm here, you are safe. I'll dispel Masud's envoys from Hamadan. Yes, I'll expel them.
So, Sultan Mahmud died.
Come with me. His value is irresistible. 70,000 dinars is a small fortune. Sultan Masud may pay even more. You should guard the Hakim carefully.
Yes, Emir.
He must neither die nor flee.
Yes, Emir.
Hello, how are you?
Hello.
It's 6 years that I have not seen.
I was on a very long journey, my friend. I'm coming back from Levant and Baghdad, then heading for Gorgan and Abbaavad and Nisa, then hopefully from there to my hometown, Bukhara and Khorasan.
How many camels do you have this time?
70.
May God protect them and increase them. What have you brought us?
This time, mostly copper. But I'm not going to sell them in Hamadan. I've heard that merchants in Ray are good customers.
Mahmud, brother, here in Hamadan, we're also considered good customers.
You're good in Hamadan, not in Ray.
Yes, in Hamadan.
Wait, units are light in Ray. What's happening to make everyone rush into the bazaar?
Don't you know? They're going to imprison Sheikh Ra'is, the vizier of the deposed Emir Shamsuddaule.
They're really going to imprison the vizier?
Rumor has it that he has frittered away the money allotted to the army. But I think the Emir himself has wasted 7,000 dinars frivolously. He has made the vizier scapegoat for what has happened. Sheikh Ra'is is the most knowledgeable man in the world.
Who is he then?
How come you don't know Sheikh Ra'is Bu Ali Sina, the brilliant Hakim?
Tell me, is he in Hamadan?
So you know him?
But of course I know him. We are from one father and mother. Bu Ali Hussein is my brother. People are coming from there. Now, let's go to the bazaar. Why are they going to imprison him today?
They want to keep him alive, to give him to Sultan Mahmud's envoys and get 7,000 dinars as ransom in return.
Okay, let's go right now. Hussein, my brother, is 3 years my senior. I haven't seen him for ages. Now I have to see him under arrest. I'm sure you understand. So go and find some customers for my merchandise.
So you're going to sell the merchandise in Hamadan?
Not only my merchandise, my camels and horses too.
Why have you decided not to go to Ray then?
The person I wanted to see came to Hamadan himself.
What?
Who is this?
Here? Who's here?
It's the soldiers. What do they want?
Someone's coming.
Stand aside.
Stand aside.
What's happening? Let's go see. Let's go see. What,
happening?
Go see. What are they doing here?
What's going on? What's going on?
Stand aside.
Can't see them.
What's
going on? Can't see them. What do they want? Who do they come? Who have they come for?
Let me ask Hakim a question.
What are they doing?
Let him ask his question.
Hakim, do you know me?
Come, look. Come
on, Mahmoud, my brother.
Let him ask his question.
Hussein, we haven't seen each other for 40 years. How come you recognize me?
People say Bou Ali knows everything. It is a great exaggeration. I'm not the one who's omniscient.
Stand aside.
From your eyes.
Stand aside.
And your voice, which is like our late father's voice.
I was informed about his death, but no one could give me word of you.
I couldn't find you either, Mahmoud.
I can't hear.
You see how my life is. How's your life?
I can't hear what they're saying.
I can't go any further forward. Wait for me.
As uncle had promised, he made a rich merchant out of me. And it's about 8 years since he died.
God rest his soul. I wish he had taken me with him. I wish he had taken me with him. I wish he'd taken me with him when I was a child. And now I could be a rich merchant like you, not a scientist under arrest.
What are they doing here? Who do they want to see?
I won't leave you alone in prison. I won't leave you alone.
I'm not alone. Don't worry. God is with me. My friends are also with me.
Wait, what are they doing here?
That's enough. Take the merchant out. He cannot ask any more questions.
Be quiet. What are you here for? They're leaving. Let's go. Let's go. Quick.
Follow them. Running.
Quick, follow them. See. Let's go see. They took him.
They took him with them.
Let's go see.
Who are
they taking?
Why are they taking? What do they want?
They took
Sheikh
Arias away.
Come on.
What
was that
about? Come, let's go. Let's follow them.
I have to borrow a large amount from your townsmen. Would you vouch for me?
Yes. Provided you don't borrow from me.
You're no exception. I need 7,000 dinars.
All right. I'll spare no expense. Sheikh Orais is admired by everyone in the Hamadan Bazaar.
As far as I know, people in the bazaar have a lot of respect for you.
Brother Mahmoud, don't worry about it at all. Even if they don't respect me a lot, people in the bazaar do respect Sheikh Orais